Welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn how to design a chopped vinyl texture for smoky warehouse vibes using only Ableton Live 12 stock devices. We'll take a short musical or vocal sample, turn it into a rhythmic, lo-fi chop texture, layer in vinyl crackle and tape-like coloration, then bus and process the whole thing so it sits like a smoky pad in a drum and bass mix. Everything here uses simpler or sampler, beat repeat, grain delay or echo, redux, saturator, EQ8, reverb or echo on sends, utility and compressor, plus clear routing and macro so you can adapt the texture to intros, breakdowns, or background layers under drums. First, what you'll build. You'll make a playable chopped vinyl instrument, either a drum rack full of simpler slices or a sliced instrument rack that can produce stuttered, tempo sync chops at typical DNB tempos, 170 to 176 BPM. You'll create a looped vinyl crackle layer shaped to sound natural and smoky. Finally, you'll build a small effects chain with macros for chop density, smear or reverb, vinyl presence, and brightness that's ready for automation. Preparation. Set your project tempo to a drum and bass range. For example, 174 BPM. Choose a short source sample, 1 to 4 bars. Good choices are a short vocal phrase, a piano or trumpet hit, or an interesting field recording. Look for character, breathiness, grit, or a reverb tail. That motion is what makes chops interesting. A. Slice the sample into playable chops. Drop the audio sample into Live's arrangement or session view. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. For slicing, use Transient for percussive material or warp markers for melodic phrasing. Adjust sensitivity so you end up with roughly 6 to 16 slices. You want chops, not micro slices. Live will create a drum rack with each slice loaded into a simpler. Open the new MIDI track and audition the slices. Set simpler to classic or one shot for staccato chops, or allow short loops on tails for more texture. B. Make rhythmic, humanized chops. Create a 1 or 2 bar MIDI clip on that drum rack track and program a pattern with syncopation. Offbeats, 16th and 32nd note stutters, occasional triplet or roll figures. For DNB, lean on 16th HS and 32nds with occasional bursts. Add swing and humanization by using the groove pool. Try a subtle swing around 6 to 12% and apply it to the clip. Then manually nudge important notes by plus or minus 8 to 20 milliseconds to break a perfectly quantized feel. Use velocity to shape timbre. Map velocity to filter cutoff or start offset so softer hits are muffled and louder hits are bright. C. Add controlled glitching with beat repeat. Place beat repeat after your drum rock on the same track. Start with interval set to 1/16th or 1/32nd. Grid around 1/32nd for tight chops and gate in the 1/32nd to 1/8th range for short stutters. Set chance between 30 and 70%. And varination somewhere from 0 to 30%. Use small pitch shifts in beat repeat of about a quarter to 1.5 semitones for subtle detune. Use the repeat button for momentary freezes or map and automate chance and interval to a macro for dynamic changes. D. Add texture smear and space. After beat repeat, place grain delay or echo. For grain delay, try spray between 20 and 60, size roughly 12 to 30 milliseconds, and small pitch variance of minus 3 to plus 3 semitones to create warble. Keep dry slash wet around 10 to 25%. If you prefer echo for an analog feel, set feedback 10 to 30%, delay time 1/16th to 1/8th, and filter the highs with a high cut around 6 to 8 kHz. These devices add smeared tails that make chops feel smoky and cavernous. E. Create the vinyl crackle layer. Option A, preferred. Use a short vinyl crackle sample. Create a new audio track and load the crackle into simpler in loop mode. Randomize start points when needed with transpose or start settings. EQ8 the crackle with a high pass at roughly 200 to 400 Hz to remove low rumble, and a low pass around 8 to 12 kHz to soften harshness. Reduce 2 to 6 kHz if it sounds scratchy. Compress lightly or sidechain to the kick with glue compressor so the crackle breathes around the beat. Keep the crackle low and level, around minus 18 to minus 12 dB, and use utility to narrow width mostly, around 20 to 40%, if you want it more centered. If you don't have a crackle sample, synthesize noise with simpler or operator. Loop and heavily filter the noise, then run it through redux and saturator to approximate vinyl grit. F. Add lo-fi coloration with redux, saturator and EQ. On the chopped slices track, place redux. Start with sample rate between 11 and 22 kHz. 16 kHz is a good middle ground. Bit reduction between 8 and 12 bits will give grit. 8 to 10 bits is heavy. Use Redux in parallel if you want more control, or keep the mix low with the device wet slash mix between 20 and 40%. Follow Redux with saturator. 2 to 5 dB of drive and a soft clip curve gives warmth. Finish with EQ8. A gentle high shelf cut of 2 to 6 dB above 9 to 12 kHz tames harshness. Add a slight boost around 300 to 700 Hz for body if needed, and notch out any grading 1.5 to 4 kHz. J. Group and bus for warehouse depth. Select the chop track and the crackle track and group them into a texture bus. On the group, place a gentle saturator followed by glue compressor. Use glue at a ratio between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1. Attack 30 to 60 milliseconds so transients slip through. Release 400 to 800 milliseconds and adjust threshold to taste. For reverb, create a return send with a large reverb. Size large, decay between 1.5 to 3 seconds. High cut around 3 to 6 kHz and pre-delay around 10 to 40 milliseconds. Send the group to the return at around 6 to 20% to place the texture in a cavernous warehouse space. Add an auto filter set as a low pass with a slow LFO and small depths to emulate smoky air movement. Frequency around 5 to 8 kHz, LFO rate 0.05 to 0.2 Hz, and subtle amount. H. Macro control and automation. Create an audio effect rack on the group and map useful parameters to macros. Map macro 1. Chop density, to beat repeat interval and gate. Map macro 2. Final, to crackle channel volume and optionally reduce sample rate or simpler loop start. Map macro 3. Smear, to grain delay or echo dry slash wet. Map macro 4. Brightness to EQ8 high cut frequency. Automate these macros across the arrangement so you can move from subtle bids to heavy chops. For example, heavy chops and vinyl during drops and subtle smear during verses. I. Bounce and resample for further sculpting. When you're happy, record a looped render of the group by resampling to a new audio track or by freezing and flattening a duplicate. Right-click and slice that rendered audio if you want new playable material. Reslice and add microprocessing like transpose, extra redux, or tiny flanging to create one-shot fills and transitions. Common mistakes to watch for. Don't overdo redux or drop the sample rate so low the sound loses usefulness. Start conservatively. Keep the crackle under the slices. If it's louder than the chops, it becomes distracting. Don't let beat repeat chance and interval replace the groove. Use them to add interest. Bus your texture so you can control global tone and reverb placement. Remember to sidechain a bit to the kick, otherwise your texture can muddy the low end. And balance stereo widths. Don't force a mono crackle against a wide chopped signal without checking phase. Pro tips. Apply tiny pitch detunes across alternate slices, plus or minus 3 to 10 cents, for analog wobble. For ultra smoky tails, send reverb to a return and put a grain delay after the return so the tails smear into a hazy pad. Use transient shaping or a compressor with a slow attack to pull back slice transients so the smeared tails sit behind the drums. Resample several variants, dry, heavy redux, heavy smeared, and layer them at low volumes for a rich result. For fills, transpose a resampled chunk down an octave, low pass it, and use it as a low, muffled reverse sweep. Automate the vinyl macro to slowly increase crackle over an intro. It sells the sense of humidity and smoke in a room. Mini practice exercise. In 20 to 30 minutes, create an 8-bar chopped vinyl loop at 174 BPM. Steps. Pick a 2-bar vocal or piano sample and slice it to a new MIDI track by transients. Program a 2-bar MIDI pattern using 6 to 8 different slices with at least 2 30-second stutter bursts. Add beat repeat with interval 1/16, gate 1/32nd, and chance 50%. Add grain delay with spray 30, size 15 milliseconds, and wet 15%. Load a 10 to 20-second vinyl crackle into simpler, loop it, add an HPF at 350 Hz and a low pass at 10 kHz, and set volume to about minus 16 dB. Group chop and crackle, add redux on the group with sample rate 16 kHz and bits 10, saturator drive 3 dB, and EQ8 with a high shelf cut of minus 3 dB at 10 kHz. Create two macros, chop map to beat repeat chance, and vinyl map to crackle volume and redux sample rate. Automate chop to spike on bar 5 and vinyl to increase on bar 7. Render the 8-bar loop, then reslice the rendered audio and make a 2-bar fill you can drop into the arrangement. Recap, you sliced a sample into playable chops, programmed rhythmic humanized patterns, used beat repeat and grain delay for glitch and smear, layered and decked a vinyl crackle loop, added redux and saturator for lo-fi coloration, grouped and sent to reverb for cavernous space, and mapped macros for live control and automation. Use the mini exercise to lock in these steps, then experiment with resampling and macro automation to adapt the texture across your drum and bass arrangement. Extra coach notes, practical selection and workflow reminders. Pick samples with inherent motion, breaths, tails, small ornaments. Keep a small library of 2 to 8 go-to samples to speed decisions. Start in simpler for speed and move to sampler when you need envelopes, LFOs or more detailed start position randomization. Humanize in 2 stages, a groove for overall feel and selective manual nudges for important hits. For advanced beat repeat use, map chance and interval to 1 macro with different map ranges so a single knob can produce programmatic peaks of chaos. Try beat repeat as a return for parallel glitching so bursts don't destroy the dry chops.